DeepEnglish.com. 10,000 Hour Rule, Active Speaking, Part A. A self-made man or woman is an English expression used to describe a person who has reached the highest levels of success without help from others. Is a self-made man or woman an English expression? Yes, a self-made man or woman is an English expression. What is it used to describe? It's used to describe a person who has reached the highest levels of success without help from others. A self-made man or woman has overcome challenges and succeeded through sweat, determination, and effort alone. Do self-made people overcome challenges through sweat, determination, and effort alone? Yes, self-made people overcome challenges through sweat, determination, and effort alone. In other words, true grit. What's another way to say this? Another way to say this is true grit. Usually, we imagine that this kind of person is someone who grew up poor but worked hard and made it to the top. Is this someone who grew up rich? No, this isn't someone who grew up rich. This is someone who grew up poor. We don't think of someone like Jeb Bush, a member of one of the United States' most famous and powerful families. What kind of family is Jeb Bush from? Jeb Bush is from one of the United States' most famous and powerful families. Florida Governor Jeb Bush is the grandson of a U.S. senator, son of a U.S. president, and the brother of another U.S. president. Who was Jeb Bush's grandfather? Jeb Bush's grandfather was a U.S. senator. Who was Jeb Bush's father? Jeb Bush's father was a U.S. president. Who was Jeb Bush's brother? Jeb Bush's brother was another U.S. president. And in November of 2016, we will see if Jeb Bush also becomes president. What will we see in November of 2016? In November of 2016, we'll see if Jeb Bush also becomes president. Jeb's family is not just politically powerful, he comes from a long line of Wall Street bankers and company presidents. Is Jeb Bush's family just politically powerful? No, Jeb's family isn't just politically powerful. Does he come from a long line of Wall Street cleaners? No. He doesn't come from a long line of Wall Street cleaners. He comes from a long line of Wall Street bankers and company presidents. And yet, he once had the gall to describe himself as a self-made man. How did he once describe himself? He once described himself as a self-made man. It's not surprising that Jeb Bush would want to project the image of a self-made man, even if nothing could be further from the truth. Is Jeb Bush a self-made man? No, Jeb Bush isn't a self-made man. Nothing could be further from the truth. The idea that anyone can be successful if they work hard pulls at people's heartstrings. Do you believe that anyone can be successful if they work hard? We value grit and determination. We root for the underdog. Do you value grit and determination? Do you root for the underdog? We want to live in a fair world where talent and hard work pays off, but in reality, life isn't always a meritocracy. Is life always a meritocracy? No, life isn't always a meritocracy. No one would argue that the opportunities and connections that come from being born into a rich family give the children of the rich an advantage. What do rich children have more of? Rich children have more opportunities and connections. Despite talent or effort, the deck is stacked in their favor. What is stacked in their favor? The deck is stacked in their favor. They have access to the best education. This can give them access to better jobs. Do they have access to the best education? Yes, they have access to the best education. What else do they have access to? They also have access to better jobs. And of course, they have more access to money for investing or starting a business of their own. Do they have access to money for investing or starting businesses? Yes, they have access to money for investing or starting businesses. But certainly, there are some areas where pure talent and hard work are the keys to success. Are there areas where pure talent and hard work are the keys to success? Yes, certainly there are areas where pure talent and hard work are the keys to success. Some would say that sports are a pure meritocracy. What would some say about sports? Some would say that sports are a pure meritocracy. You move faster, jump higher, or score more goals, and you are rewarded with fat paychecks and endorsement deals. What are athletes rewarded with? Athletes are rewarded with fat paychecks and endorsement deals.